Hello, welcome to the Thursday, July 31st, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storms and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Boston, Massachusetts. I talked yesterday about some of the vulnerabilities that we do have with antivirus. Now there's one more vulnerability to add. Offensive Security announced that they found several privilege escalation vulnerabilities in Symantec's endpoint protection. These privilege escalation vulnerabilities allow an attacker to gain system access. Symantec is investigating, but doesn't have a patch or any kind of advisory released at this point. And it looks like Oxygen Forensics is the first forensics tool that added some of the recently discovered system services in iOS to its arsenal of tools to extract data from iPhones. In particular, the file relay feature does allow the extraction of files from an iPhone that is otherwise password protected by pairing it with a new PC. So as we pointed out when we talked first about these iOS system services, preventing the iPhone from pairing with new PCs, which you really only can do with Apple's mobile management tool, is probably the best way to prevent exploitation and extraction of data from an otherwise secured iPhone. This new method also does not require a jailbreak like some of the other older methods. And the Tor project warned its users that between January and July, an unknown group ran a number of Tor relays, apparently aiming to de-anonymize users who connected to Tor-hosted services. At this point, it appears that the attack may have been partially successful in identifying some of these Tor-hosted services. However, the attacker probably didn't have any access to application-specific traffic. So, for example, it wasn't visible to the attacker what pages a particular user accessed on these services, just that it accessed the service itself. There's some suspicion that this attack is related to a paper that researchers from Carnegie Mellon University planned to present at Black Hat. This paper has been pulled due to legal concerns. However, there is no confirmation at this point that the attack and the paper is actually related. A lot of pressure recently on Tor, including several bounties, for example, by the Russian government to help de-anonymizing Tor. At this point, there have been some spotty reports that these anonymizing networks can be de-anonymized. However, many of the attacks that have been made, at least public so far, do require some cooperation or misconfiguration on the client side. And HP took a brief sample of some devices that are commonly associated with the Internet of Things. They looked at 10 of these devices and, well, as expected, found plenty of vulnerabilities. The vulnerabilities are, as typical for these devices, fairly basic. For example, default passwords like 1234 or, in the more complex case, 123456. No transport encryption, so essentially just the lack of the use of SSL. Multiple web vulnerabilities, of course, that's always easy to find in devices. Software and firmware updates, if they would ever be published, were also not using any encryption or authentication, so you are susceptible to malicious firmware updates. A very sad state of affairs here. I've talked many times about the Internet of Things and some of the vulnerabilities that are being associated with it. At this point, there appears to be almost no awareness on the manufacturer side of any kind of basic level of security for these devices. And well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow.